to be seen.
As a father yearns to see his children succeed. Our word becoming flesh again. Allow me to be myself in you, as a friend to those who need to hear me through you. Cast forth your
with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Praise silence the devil, makes him shut up. How would you like to shut the devil up? Well, one way you can do that is by praising God. Psalms 8, 1 and 2 says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. Praise steals the enemy, the adversary, the devil. I mean, it stops him in his tracks. You want to stop the devil from messing with you? Start praising God. Get your eyes on God and begin to go into praise and just start praising God and praise God and praise God and until that glory set down on you, until you start laughing and rejoicing, until you got joy back in your spirit, till peace come back in you. I'm going to tell you, it'll stop him. It'll steal him. Hallelujah. Boy, I thank God for it. Amen. All right. Praise is a garment of the Spirit. Psalm 61:3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. So you can wear praise like a garment. In other words, when depression starts coming on you, or you find yourself you done got depressed, and fear has come in, or you got anxiety, what do you do in a time like that? One thing you can do is just set yourself to start praising God. I was sitting in a church service long time ago, and there was such a spirit of heaviness in the service. And I felt that heaviness. There was a spirit of heaviness there. I mean, everything just seemed like everything was depressed. And the praise would seem like a top had been put on the praise. And the atmosphere was grungy. Heavy, almost like you want to cry or grieve, depressed. And then I remember that the minister, the pastor of that church, got up and he got ready to preach and he said, ooh, it's heavy in here. He said, ooh, it's heavy in here. Well, the Lord had already shown me that there was a heavy spirit there in the service that had come to hinder the Spirit of God from moving, all right? And the Lord had already spoke to me the solution. He says, I'll give you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And I say, what the... garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So how do you deal with depression? You start praising God. And you know, when that spirit is upon people, sometimes it's the hardest thing to get that person to start praising God. When that spirit of heaviness is on them and holding them down, you say, come on, let's praise the Lord. They, man, it's like, I ain't got nothing to praise God about. I just can't praise him right now. Well, that's when you need to make it a sacrifice. All right, I'm going to do it even though I don't feel like it. I'm going to praise God right now. When is a good time to praise God? All times. Anytime. Amen. You can praise God in the supermarket. Amen. You can praise God on your job. Praise the Lord. His mercy endures forever. Just say it. Praise him. Manifest the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Go to the bathroom and get your praise on if you can't do it in public. Somebody messing with you at work, say, hold on a minute. Hold on. I'll be right back. I got to go to the restroom for a minute. And get in there and just have you a Holy Ghost. Just get in there and say, come on, Jesus. I'm fighting this devil out here, Lord. Give me something, some wisdom. I would come to get the wisdom to deal with this demon out here I'm dealing with. You come out there and say, praise the Lord. They'll say, see, you steal the devil. You steal him. You know how if somebody got it going their way and you interject Jesus, they're like, don't be bringing him into this. And they don't want you to bring Jesus into it. Look, leave him out of this. Look, don't be quoting no Bible scriptures at me. Look, we ain't going there with this religion stuff. They don't want to go there because the devil know he can't win there. So he want to keep you in his arena. Say, no, wait a minute, I'm fixing to pray. Satan, I bind you. Oh, you're talking about me now. Is your name Satan? I said, Satan, I bind you. Did I call your name? But see, that spirit on them. Oh, they talking about me now. No, I'm not binding you. I'm binding the devil. Now, if you bound by the devil, then I'm affecting you. You had to learn how to win. Don't play by the devil's rules. You're in the kingdom of God. You play by heaven's rules. You keep everything under heaven's authority. You play by heaven's rules. Amen. You implement heaven's principles. You don't go down. You know, you don't go get on their level. Oh, you're going to cuss me? Well, hold on. Let me take off my Christianity. Hold on. Wait a minute. Child, let me tell you one thing. If this had been 5 years ago, you'd have been on the floor by now. You better thank God I'm saved. Well, you about to lose your salvation right now because you done went back 5 years. No, don't go down to that level. Don't go down to the flesh. If somebody in the flesh, you recognize in the flesh, don't respond to flesh. Jesus never responded to flesh. You just had to look at them and say, boy, they're in the flesh. Look at that flesh kicking up. Look at that flesh. Just tan them up right now and have mercy on them. So now, if they knew the God, I knew they wouldn't be acting like that. If they had peace like me, they wouldn't be doing that. Going to respond to your flesh. Y'all remember that time that lady put me out the office? Gabe was there. He was an eyewitness. We went by there. We was minding our own business. I'm talking to a lady who was our friend, who knew us, was going to help us. I just asked for a printout. Lady in another office. I can't even see her.
We don't have time. We ain't got time for that. We don't have time.
I say, I'm talking to you? Who is this over here? I'm wondering if there's somebody throwing their voice. A ventriloquist or something.
We ain't got time.
I say, what? Who's she talking to me? Then she come out at, we ain't got time for that. We got registered. School start on Monday. We ain't got time. I said, hold on, wait a minute, ma'am. Hold on a minute. So this is the reason why I'm here. She ain't listening. She started pushing me toward the door. And I got outside the door, wanted to put my foot in the door. I ain't gonna tell you where else I wanted to put it, but in her mouth. See, some of y'all went somewhere else.
We ain't got time.
And before you know it, the door was closed. Me and Gabe out on the hall.